Hey everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I don't know if any of you felt this way, but I always assume that when the year turns over, so from 2025 to that first day in 2026, that all is going to be smooth sailing, or at least that things are going to calm down for a while. Well, I woke up this morning to a huge leak in the house where I'm house sitting, so I've been dealing with that all day. But I thought to myself, why would I ever think things are going to slow down or calm down? I mean, it's the start of a new year, and yes, it's nice to turn that time over, but really, does it make a big difference in our outer world? And so far, I'm saying that 2026, at least for me, is proving to be just as challenging so far as 2025. So I hope that your beginnings of your new years are going smoother. There are worse things happening than a leaky roof, but yeah, it doesn't help. That's all I'm going to say. This time in this episode, I'm introducing you to the very funny and very gracious David Hunter. David is the founder of Global Phytoplankton, which is a company that's bringing marine phytoplankton to human and animal wellness. And he has a really great story. He actually shares several different miracle events or magical events in his life, and he kind of tells how they've shaped his life. But also, David, I would say, you know, he's one of those people that is close to the soul of the world. And you'll hear those miracle stories right at the very end. And they have to do with his parents who have already passed on. There's no doubt in my mind that David is a creative soul, that he's an inspired soul, that he's someone who believes in life. And so, you know, with that introduction, I can't wait for you to meet him and enjoy his personality and enjoy just who he is. All right, without further ado, here's my interview with David Hunter.
It's Monday morning. They call me into the office and they hit me with this path-shattering news. And I was going, whatever. You guys made a decision. Like, it's like 28 against one. Like, you know, you guys know what you're doing. Like, cool. I'm cleaning my desk out. Okay. Cleaning my desk out, totally in shock. And the phone rings. But then I was like going, one more for the road. I'm taking one more phone call. You were talking about the Haida Gwaii. The reason why I know about that, I worked in Prince Rupert for a while, which is basically the gateway to Haida Gwaii. And I represented a bottled water facility in Hyder, Alaska, which is about 300 miles north of there, the most southeast town of Alaska. And they had a bottled water company, but they didn't have a brand. And we came up with this idea called a Drinka Water. Our brand was called Drinka. Like, we trademarked it and everything. And we put it in bottles and I sold it down into Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana. Like, I distributed to beer distributors down there and turned into a thing. It became a national brand. So I did that for a while. So get this. So on March 20th, 2004, I met a gentleman that was at a trade show in California that had this marine phytoplankton paste that was for shellfish food. And the reason why I went up to his booth is because he said that he was from Nanaimo, BC, and I was at the time living in Duncan, BC, which was on Vancouver Island. And I just went up to him because we were only like 30 miles away from each other geographically, and we were in Anaheim, California. So I just went up there as another Canuck, like, to be like, oh, hey, like, you know, what are you doing here, right? And he's like, oh, I got this phytoplankton paste and, you know, blah, 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 shellfish food, all that. Well, so 15-minute conversation, mostly just talking about how we were there and all that. And I think he was at the wrong show. And his sales manager asked me what I did. And I said, oh, I'm with Drinka Water. I'm just looking to expand my distribution. He knew about Drinka Water. And he said, hey, I might need your advice one day for some sales and distribution, because we're like, obviously we're here, we're trying to find sales and distribution, right? And I go, well, that's universal. I said, yeah, sure, here's my card. Walked away, 15-minute conversation, didn't know what phytoplankton was, like, blah, blah, right? Okay. So that was March 20th, 2004, okay? Now, July 5th, 2005, okay, so a year and a bit later, I went into my office and we needed to raise capital and I had a bunch of partners there and all that other stuff. Well, they decided to buy me out and use my shares to raise the capital, and I didn't know it was coming. And it wasn't really a hostile takeover. It was just more like, just sometimes that's what's needed in order to keep the company going. And the investors wanted my shares and blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't know it was coming. I was totally in shock. And normally July 5th is a long weekend there in America. But for us in Canada, our Independence Day is on July 1st. So we were working that day. It's Monday morning. They call me into the office and they hit me with this path-shattering news, because I thought I was going to be in bottled water forever. Started it from scratch, blah, 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 right? And I was going, whatever. You guys made a decision. Like, it's like 28 against one. Like, you know, you guys know what you're doing. Like, cool. Give me my check. See you later. I'm cleaning my desk out. Okay, cleaning my desk out, totally in shock, and the phone rings, and I go, and I'm like, yeah, I'll let Gary get that. I'm done. I don't work here no more. But then I was like going, one more for the road. I'm taking one more phone call. And I picked up the phone, and it was the sales manager from the Unique Sea Farms from the show on March 20th, 2004, asking me if I can consult for them, because they want to expand their distribution. And so what is super crazy about that is, if they would have called me before, I would have not taken it because I thought I was still working there. And if they would have called 5 minutes later, I would have been gone and I would have never got that phone call.
Everyone, that's a wrap on my conversation with David Hunter. I think you can tell that the two of us got along, and I really enjoyed getting to know him. It's clear to me that David is in the swing of things, in that synchronicity abounds in his life. He's open to magical occurrences and witnessing them and incorporating them and understanding them. And that, once again, I'm going to say it again, he lives close to the soul of the world. And so I really do think David is one of those people that we can look at, because he's a fine example of what our lives can look at if we too choose to live close to the soul of the world. I hope you've been enjoying all the content I've been putting out. I'm really trying to bring you fabulous human beings to remind you with every conversation that this world is peopled with so many splendid human beings, and that they outweigh the negative Nellies every single time. To find out about David and do a deeper dive on his life, there will be links in the episode show notes. So be sure not to miss those links. I'm so grateful to him for coming on the show and for sharing all his stories and being so open and so honest and so raw. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I'm always asking for ratings and reviews, so if you like what you hear, please do consider leaving a rating or writing a little review. I mean, I'm always, always, always groveling for these things, so if you find it in your heart to do it, please, please take the time to do so. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like David. I mean, I think David approaches life with this incredibly playful spirit. And in that way, it's also an incredibly generous spirit. And it's almost as if life reacts in kind, and that life responds to David in a playful way. Innit Life responds to David in a generous way, because that is how David orients himself towards it. And I think it would behoove all of us to look at the ways that we interact with life, the ways we mirror back to life, who we are, or what we want, or what we dream of. I think each and every one of us can cultivate a playful and generous relationship with life. And I think that many of the people I know already do. But David has faith. And I think once you mix the faith in that little concoction, the sky's the limit for you. So my wish for every single one of us is that we approach life with the same playful, generous spirit, that we have faith in the universe and the reality around us, and that living in this way will bring each of us so much beauty and so much bounty. So go out there and be like David. Be playful, be generous, have faith. And then, you know what? I want to hear about it. I want to hear how your life changes. You know me. I'm a glutton for these kinds of stories. So yeah, with that, have a wonderful rest of your weekend.